Prague.
What's the con?
We go to St. Petersburg. We have guys in a phony setup who then double cross us and kill us all. She drives off on the run from imaginary Russians. And we keep her money.
That's the trailer for the 2009 American comedy The Brothers Bloom, which is out now in the Czech Republic, with the unmistakable skyline of Prague Castle, which gets blown up in the film, immediately catching every Czech's eye. For years, the country's stunning locations and skilled crews attracted international filmmakers. But foreign productions have recently abandoned the Czech Republic for countries offering filmmakers better financial conditions. Now the Czech government has approved an incentives program to try to revive the Czech film industry, which is currently at its lowest point since the early 1990s. Pavla Horáková has more.
The interim Czech government of Jan Fischer has unanimously approved an incentive scheme put forward by the Culture Ministry, granting film producers up to 20% of their expenses back if they choose to make their movie in the Czech Republic. If the measure, part of next year's state budget, is approved by the lower house, the amount available to filmmakers will reach 400 million crowns, or $23 million. Ludmila Klausová of the Czech Film Commission, a body promoting the Czech Republic as a filming location abroad, says it is a step in the right direction.
The incentive scheme is not only to attract foreign productions, it's for both for local film producers and for international film productions. And the main aim, it's not get back the Hollywood production like it is quoted in the media. The main aim is to save the film industry we have, because the infrastructure is here, the personnel is here, the image, tradition, everything is here, but other countries introduced tax incentives and we didn't, so it led to many productions going out of Czech Republic and looking for better conditions all around Europe and world.
In the past 5 years, the Czech film industry experienced a slump, with turnover dropping by 50% between 2003 and 2008. Foreign investment plummeted from 5 billion crowns to 700 million during that same period. The government expects the incentive program to generate 1.6 billion crowns worth of investment in the industry, plus hundreds of millions in tax revenue, as well as to create thousands of jobs. According to Ludmila Klausová of the Czech Film Commission, the incentives will help the Czech film industry to become more competitive in the global arena.
It brings us back on the map of the international film production, because at the moment, we were not able to compete in any way with the countries like Germany, UK, Hungary. Now France introduced tax incentives. The majority of these states in the United States have incentives. Canada has them. So we were really not able to compete. And now with this measure, we hope we will.
Not every film project is eligible for the incentive, though. Under EU guidelines, films need to meet certain criteria to qualify, such as reflect European or Czech culture, tradition, society and history, on top of employing Czech or European crews and using Czech studios and locations.
Thanks, Pavla.